iRhythm to acquire VitalConnect as remote monitoring races consolidate. iRhythm Technologies has agreed to acquire VitalConnect, a move that consolidates two of the most clinically differentiated names in wearable cardiac diagnostics and positions iRhythm to compete directly against the integrated, remote patient monitoring platforms, reshaping post-acute care revenue streams in 2026. The terms of the transaction were not disclosed. What is clear is the strategic logic. iRhythm, best known for its Zio patch and the long-term continuous cardiac monitoring market it helped create, is adding VitalConnect's multi-parameter biosensor capabilities to its portfolio. VitalConnect's flagship device, the HealthPatch MD, captures electrocardiogram, heart rate, respiratory rate, skin temperature, and posture data in a single wearable, a capability set that extends well beyond iRhythm's current arrhythmia detection focus. The combination, if integrated effectively, would give iRhythm a broader physiological surveillance platform at a moment when payers and health systems are under pressure to reduce avoidable readmissions and manage high-risk populations outside hospital walls. No executives from either company were quoted in the available reporting on this transaction, and financial terms remained undisclosed as of August 7, 2026. The deal lands in a market where the boundaries between cardiac monitoring, remote patient monitoring, and chronic disease management are dissolving. Health systems and payers are no longer purchasing point solutions. They are building or buying platforms. Any company that cannot offer multi-parameter, continuous, ambulatory data capture risks being relegated to a niche reimbursement category rather than a core infrastructure provider. iRhythm's acquisition of VitalConnect is a direct response to that structural pressure. The cardiac monitoring land grab. Why iRhythm moved now iRhythm's core business was built on the Zio patch and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services reimbursement codes that validated long-term continuous cardiac monitoring as a billable, clinically meaningful service. That regulatory foundation gave iRhythm a durable revenue base. The company's competitive risk was never reimbursement erosion in its core arrhythmia category. The risk was category commoditization as competitors like BioTelemetry, now part of Philips, and iLink Medical expanded patch-based monitoring, and as Apple Watch's atrial fibrillation detection brought consumer-grade ECG capability into 100 million wrists globally. By acquiring VitalConnect, iRhythm is not defending its existing patch business. It is acquiring adjacency, a platform that captures respiratory rate and posture data alongside ECG creates a clinically distinct product category. One that is relevant not just to cardiologists ordering Holter replacements, but to hospitalists, intensivists, and post-acute care coordinators managing patients at risk of decompensation. That is a materially larger total addressable market. Our view, the acquisition reflects a private equity familiar playbook of acquiring complementary capability at a stage where the target's standalone path to scale would be capital intensive and uncertain. VitalConnect, as an independent company, faced the classic medical device commercialization problem: superior technology, constrained distribution, and a sales cycle that requires clinical validation budgets most smaller device companies cannot sustain. iRhythm's established payer relationships and hospital system contracts compress that commercialization timeline significantly. Health tech leadership transitions add a second signal. Weili Hsiao at Amada on the same day Modern Healthcare reported the iRhythm VitalConnect deal. Amada Health promoted President Weili Hsiao to the role of Chief Executive Officer, succeeding founder Sean Duffy. The leadership transition at Amada, a digital therapeutics company focused on chronic condition management, is analytically relevant alongside the iRhythm news, because it reflects a broader pattern across health technology in 2026. Companies are shifting from founder-led growth narratives toward operator-driven execution and margin discipline. Amada went public earlier in 2026. a founder handing the CEO seat to a president with an operational mandate, shortly after an initial public offering, is a signal worth reading carefully. Sean Duffy's transition out of the CEO role, while details of his future responsibilities were not disclosed, is consistent with a board-driven decision to install leadership optimized for public company accountability rather than startup growth velocity. The implication for institutional investors: digital health platforms that survived the 2020-2024 valuation compression and reached public markets in 2026 are now being managed for a different objective function. Revenue growth remains important, but EBITDA trajectory and gross margin expansion are the metrics that will determine which of these companies attracts long-term institutional ownership versus remaining in the hands of crossover funds waiting for an exit. Deal architecture and comparable transactions in cardiac diagnostics without disclosed financials on the iRhythm Vital Connect deal, a precise valuation multiple cannot be calculated from source material. What the comparable transaction universe does offer is directional context. Philips acquired BioTelemetry in 2021 for approximately $2.8 billion, a transaction that valued BioTelemetry at roughly 5x trailing revenue at close, reflecting the premium the market placed on established cardiac monitoring infrastructure with payer relationships and clinical data infrastructure. iRhythm's acquisition of Vital Connect is almost certainly a smaller transaction given Vital Connect's earlier commercial stage, though terms remain undisclosed. Note, BioTelemetry figures are historical reference data. iRhythm Vital Connect terms were not disclosed as of August 7, 2026. Key risk: without disclosed transaction terms, institutional investors cannot assess whether iRhythm paid a rational multiple for Vital Connect's revenue base or technology IP. Execution risk on integration of multi-parameter hardware with iRhythm's data analytics and payer billing infrastructure is the primary near-term operational variable. What this means for private equity and institutional capital allocation in digital health, the iRhythm move, viewed alongside Amada's CEO transition, points to a consolidating market where the window for standalone digital health and medical device platform exits is narrowing. Private equity sponsors holding positions in remote patient monitoring, cardiac diagnostics, or chronic disease management platforms should read this as a signal that strategic acquirers are actively building rather than waiting. iRhythm's decision to acquire capability rather than build it internally reflects real-world constraints. Organic R&D timelines for multi-parameter wearables would likely require 3 to 5 years and meaningful capital expenditure, during which a competitor could consolidate the same capability. The build versus buy math favored acquisition, and that same math applies to any strategic buyer evaluating the remaining independent platforms in cardiac monitoring, pulmonary monitoring, or metabolic health wearables. For institutional investors allocating to healthcare technology in 2026, the actionable framework is this: prioritize platforms with proprietary data assets, established payer reimbursement pathways, and distribution infrastructure that a strategic acquirer cannot replicate quickly. Those assets command acquisition premiums. Pure-play hardware companies without data layer differentiation are price takers in a mergers and acquisitions market increasingly defined by platform logic. The Placamium view the market will read the iRhythm Vital Connect deal as a product line extension. We read it as a positioning decision for the post-FFS reimbursement environment. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services has signaled, across multiple rulemaking cycles, an intent to accelerate value-based care penetration in cardiac and chronic disease management. In a capitated or bundled payment world, the economic value of a cardiac monitoring platform is not the per test reimbursement rate. It is the cost avoidance it generates: fewer emergency department visits, fewer readmissions, fewer undetected decompensation events in high-risk patients. A platform that captures ECG, respiratory rate, temperature, and posture simultaneously, and integrates that data into actionable clinical workflows, is worth substantially more in a value-based contract than a single-parameter patch, regardless of what Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services pays per test today. iRhythm is not buying Vital Connect for 2026 revenue. It is buying the clinical evidence generation capability and sensor infrastructure to compete for value-based contracts in 2028 and beyond. The second-order play. Whichever company builds the most comprehensive ambulatory physiological data asset in the next 24 months will be positioned as either a strategic acquirer of AI-enabled analytics companies, or as a target for a larger health system or payer seeking to vertically integrate monitoring capability. The Omada leadership transition reinforces the same thesis. The companies that survive and scale in this environment will be run by operators who understand that data infrastructure is the moat, and that moat takes time and discipline to build. Placamium's position. Watch iRhythm's next two earnings calls for disclosure on integration milestones, any update to revenue guidance reflecting Vital Connect contribution, and language around payer contract structure. Those are the data points that will confirm whether this acquisition was capital well deployed, or a costly distraction from the core Zio franchise. The bottom line, iRhythm's acquisition of Vital Connect is the most direct evidence yet that the cardiac monitoring market is consolidating around multi-parameter, continuous ambulatory platforms rather than single-indication diagnostic patches. The transaction terms are undisclosed, the integration timeline is unknown, and the near-term revenue contribution from Vital Connect is not quantified in available reporting. What is quantifiable is the strategic direction. iRhythm is building toward a future where reimbursement logic rewards physiological surveillance platforms, not procedural testing events. Institutional capital that understands that distinction and positions accordingly will be ahead of a market that is still pricing these companies on today's fee-for-service reimbursement schedules rather than tomorrow's value-based contract structures.